We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Charles Davis of the NFL Network is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Charles, you know how much the people of Cleveland love football. Well, this town is on fire, and we've got still six months to go.
We're hoisting the Lombardi Trophy already,
we're ready
Charles.
To celebrate a Super Bowl here, Charles.
It's understandable, isn't it? I mean, let's just be frank about the whole thing. When you've been through what you've been through in Cleveland over X number of years, however you want to count them, yeah. See, you know, and look, I'm 54, okay? So my growing up years, baseball dominated the off-season discussions. You know, this time of year, we'd be talking about who was pitching on opening day, mm-hmm. right? Who came up from the minors and is going to be a big deal. You know, all those things were the thing. The hot stove league, remember they called it. The NFL has usurped the off-season like no other sport. And, you know, when you're talking about combines, I was watching my colleagues at NFL Network today do the pro day at Alabama that was televised, you know, right on through obviously the postseason All-Star games before all that. And it'll take us right on up through the draft. It is unbelievable. And the moves that Cleveland has made in free agency, trades, the perspective, you know, the previous drafts, and now the upcoming draft. Yeah, I'd be on fire too if I were them. Plus, I think it's a very jumbled AFC North, and it's an AFC North unlike one we've seen in a number of recent years.
You know, Charles, obviously the move to acquire Odell Beckham, that's the splash. I mean, that's the sexy move The Browns have made. How much better does it make the Browns, and how do you think he fits in Cleveland with Jarvis and Baker and, man, all the weapons they have?
Yeah, he should fit fine. I mean, if we're just talking strictly football, there's no place Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't fit. Okay. I mean, that type of talent fits no matter where. You know, when you talk about Juice Landry and how hard he competes and how he wants to win, and you talk about, you know, they actually have complementary, you know, skills. You know, Landry will take care of the dirty work inside. Beckham will roam free outside. You got a young quarterback that in a lot of situations, you know, we'd be talking about worrying that quarterback would get overrun by the personalities of these new receivers. You've got a quarterback now that's not even a discussion point because of who he is, how he carries himself, conducts himself. And I have zero doubt in my mind that if he needs to, Baker Mayfield in some huddle might tell those guys to shut the bleep up.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's just kind of who he is. And I also think that because of how their relationship will probably forge and form, that when he does say that in the huddle, there won't be any repercussions because the respect will be there that he's the quarterback. And you don't get that very often out of a second-year guy with receivers as accomplished as those two. But we're just talking strictly, you know, those two guys, the rest of the team. As you guys know better than me, that kid took over the team, you know, from the moment they gave him a chance. And I have no idea, and I probably might be going too far, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have zero idea of what really is the genesis of why he feels the way he does about Hugh Jackson. But I think part of it, and I've said it privately for a while now, I think part of it is simply when they drafted Baker Mayfield, the immediate thing was Tyrod Taylor's our quarterback and he's not going to compete for the job yet. I don't think you ever tell Baker Mayfield he can't compete for a job. I think that drives him absolutely insane. What do you mean I can't compete for a job? You gotta be kidding me. He handled it like a champ, you know, initially. I think overall he has a great resentment that they brought him in and didn't let him compete right away.
I think that's fair. Charles Davis, NFL Network. Charles, you know, I found it funny. We were banging the table here on this show for the Browns to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. And people in New York were laughing at us. Oh, it's not going to happen. They're never trading him. Then the second he gets traded, everybody in New York turns into, Odell Beckham's a bad guy. He's this, he's that. I mean, is this unfair? Yeah. Has he been perfect all the time? Has he made some mistakes on the field? Has he made some bad decisions? Sure. But I think it's been way overblown. What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch of that goes along with it. You know, look, I grew up in New York State, so I feel like I know Giants fans pretty well. And, yeah, I think there are a good number of them. You're hearing from the one saying now supporting the Giants, well, you know, he was this, he was that, and all those things that go with it. I'd say the vast majority of Giants fans that I know are upset about the trade. They didn't want him gone, you know. They wanted him to be part of the solution of them getting better. And when you think about it, they drafted Barkley last year, didn't draft a quarterback. So many people have criticized that move. I'm in the minority camp. I think it was a great move.
Yep.
Because if they weren't convicted on who the quarterback was that they were bringing in, and you can see how hard it is for them to quit Eli, then you bring in the best player in the draft. And he turned out to be the best player in the draft. We could argue about him or Baker as the rookie of the year. But do you realize that kid was over 2,000 yards in total offense?
Yeah.
He went to the Pro Bowl and was an All-Pro as a rookie runner. No, there was nothing wrong with that draft pick. Build around Barkley. They wanted to build around Barkley, Odell Beckham, and see who the future quarterback was going to be. Those dreams aren't being realized. So what's naturally, what do you do as a fan? Well, he was this and he was that, and as a team we were – okay, that all makes sense there. And as you said, he didn't make all the right decisions. But at the same time, he competes. He works hard. You never hear anyone question his work ethic. Never anyone question his competitive spirit. And now he has a chance to let that blossom in Cleveland in an entirely new situation. Now, if we're talking in 2 years that we've got bumps in the road with Odell Beckham, then that tells me where he really was in New York. But right now, I'm more than willing to say, hey, maybe just wasn't working there because they weren't winning. He wants to go to a place where he has a chance to win and compete as well. And let's be honest about it. Baker at this time is probably a little bit better equipped to push the ball downfield than probably Eli is.
Charles Davis is with us from the NFL Network. Charles, how do you think when he comes back from suspension, Kareem Hunt fits into this offense with Nick Chubb?
Oh, he fits awfully well. The interesting part for me is they are similar backs. But I think that Hunt is probably a better receiver out of the backfield. So how they want to divvy things up, how they want to go, is going to be fun to watch. And that'll test Freddie Kitchens and his offensive group's acumen, because it's not as cut and dried. Like if you go to Chicago, Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen is pretty easy, isn't it?
Sure.
Howard's the big back. He'll handle the heavy lifting inside. Tariq Cohen's our gadget guy, third down guy, and everyone has an easy role. Chubb and Kareem Hunt are very similar backs. So how do you go about doing things? I think one thing Freddie Kitchens would probably say is, well, it's going to be hard to figure out what we're going to do no matter who's on the field, because one of them being on the field versus the other doesn't necessarily suggest a heavier run-pass ratio. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So all those things come into play. And look, the Browns made that move not knowing what the suspension was going to be. I would posit that if we had John Dorsey on the show right now and had some truth serum in him, he thinks they got away, you know, lucky at 8 games.
Probably right.
I think that he thought, hey, we're bringing him in for the future. Wouldn't surprise me if he missed the entire season. And you bring him in, you already have Chubb, you have Duke Johnson, the whole deal. So what's really your downside? Nothing, because you're going to get a kid with fresh legs coming back. He'll probably be on the straight and narrow the rest of his career, at least you would like to think so. Now you get him back after 8 games. Now you're talking about getting him for the stretch drive and what potentially could be a playoff run. You got to love how that one came out for them.
Charles, what do you think of the two big defensive additions the Browns have made to their line with Sheldon Richardson and Olivier Vernon?
I love them because I think Sheldon Richardson is your classic three technique, and I think the Jets overplayed their hand when they had him. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of times where we as football people go up to that whiteboard. Remember back when we were kids and it was the blackboard, right? You go up to that whiteboard, that grease board, and we can X and O to death, can't we?
Sure.
Hey, you know, he's so good that we can put Sheldon here, we can put Sheldon here, we put Sheldon here, and after a while we forget what are the gifts that make Sheldon the best player possible. Remember the Jets were playing him in three technique? Right, they played him at some defensive end. They had him standing up and playing linebacker. Okay, Sheldon's gifts are a three technique. Upfield penetrating guy who can make plays and push the pocket. Olivier Vernon never found his niche in the defense that the Giants had, that 3-4 they were doing, much more of a 4-3 outside backer. And prior to last year, he'd gone, what, 5-6 straight years with 6.5 sacks as a minimum?
Yep.
I think he'll be a motivated player, and let's be honest about it. Myles Garrett makes him a better player on the other side, doesn't he? So I love all the moves that the Browns are making. It's all coming together in terms of talent. And I will go back to prior to John Dorsey. You know, look, John deserves every bit of credit for what's going on. But tell me if I'm wrong. The last draft before Dorsey, I know Jabril Peppers is gone now in the Odell Beckham trade, and that's cool because you're getting Odell Beckham. But Garrett, Peppers, and your tight end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They all came in the same draft, and that's prior to Dorsey. Those were good. They were good football players, good pickups, good additions, and two of them will continue to be a part of this rebuilding and hopefully bigger than that for the Cleveland organization. And then John Dorsey's continued it since then. So there's a great reason for optimism. My only note of caution, you've got a rookie head coach who's never been a head coach.
That's true.
It's a lot that goes along with it. And here's the other thing. You haven't got much of a chance to enjoy the honeymoon of being the lovable Browns. Your honeymoon ended pretty quickly. Okay,
that's right.
And I think you're cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But you went from 0-16 to, hey, you're kind of an interesting story on Hard Knocks. Boy, they played awfully tough last year, and things really got better to, oh, man, they might win a division title.
Yeah.
That's
what a change.
Fast. And yep. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But I think that you would probably welcome that rather than say, hey, can we win a game this year?
No doubt. Charles, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. Take care
Thanks,
of yourself.
Charles.
You too. Charles Davis does great work, NFL Network. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.